Well, folks, Springfield Congressman Billy Long has issued a news release, and he's issued a newsletter to his district, and he points out that three kayakers have drowned at the same location on Bull Creek between Springfield and Branson in the past 15 months. One was this year, one was about a year ago. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about his concerns and how he's trying to address it is Congressman Billy Long. Congressman, always appreciate your time. I know you're busy. This is deeply troubling. Three kayakers dying in the same location. What can you tell us?
Yeah, and the circumstances under which they died is what's so troubling about this, Brian. A farmer down there on Bull Creek wanted to put in a low water crossing. Well, if you look at most low water crossings, they're just that, low water crossings. This fellow went to the Army Corps of Engineers like you're supposed to, and he got a number 14 nationwide permit to put in this low water bridge, or, you know, low water crossing, you call it. So he proceeded to hire a contractor, and the contractor goes down there and builds it, if you can believe this, 18 feet wider than what they had approved. And I don't know, you know, a foot or so taller. So I went down there to look at it, and honest to goodness, I thought that I was looking at a county bridge we were going to cross and get over to where this low water crossing was. It was a massive structure and just completely built out of the realm of, you know, what it was supposed to be built in. And the bad thing is the Corps, when they issue permits, they do not have to take public safety into consideration. And they also don't ever go back and check. They do occasionally, but they just, they're understaffed. They don't have the people, the manpower, the money to inspect all the permits that they put out for these things. And so I went down there and looked at the bridge. I call it a bridge because it's a lot more like a bridge than it was a low water crossing, and couldn't believe my eyes. And when the water gets up high, it obviously forms some kind of a vortex down there and just sucks these kayaks down into it. And when three people in two different incidents died within, you know, a year of each other, I just thought something had to be done and try and correct the thing where the Corps doesn't have to take public safety into consideration. So that's why I dropped the bill last Friday in Washington, was to ask the Secretary of the Army to do a study and come back to us and tell us what they need. How many men do you need, manpower? How many dollars do you need? What can we do to make these nationwide permits where they are inspected, and inspected, you know, after they're built, so that people know that they built what they told the Corps that they were going to build.
Congressman, real quickly, and I know you're busy, this is on the Bull Creek between Springfield and Branson. What is the closest town that this this bridge, if you will, this thing that has been built, what's the closest town that you when you went down to visit it?
Well, Saddlebrook, it's a development. It's actually a municipality, a little town there, Saddlebrook, Missouri. It's real close to Saddlebrook. So, and Bull Creek runs through Saddlebrook, so that kind of gives you an idea. But it's, I don't know if it's 10 miles maybe north of Branson and a mile or two to the east off Highway 65. But that's the location that we're talking about, Brian. And Now what has happened, they've gone in and taken out the structure and applied for another permit to build it down to the level. I mean, a lot of low water crossings are just that. It's a slab of concrete poured on the base of the, you know, on the floor of the creek, and it's no problem. But this one just turned into a monstrosity and created problems for the kayakers, obviously.
I guess the final question, Congressman, you're obviously not trying to point blame. You're trying to identify a problem. There clearly is a problem. Three kayakers, as you mentioned, drowning. And just like you said just a moment ago, and we'll wrap up, you mentioned it kind of formed like a vortex. And if they got stuck in there, it sounded like they had nowhere to go. And it just sounds terrible.
Right. The first incident, two people perished together. The second incident was a man and a wife. And the man could get over and to the side. And he actually had a hold of his wife, if you can imagine anything so traumatic. And he couldn't hold her. He just sucked her out of his hand, couldn't hold her. And she perished. She survived. So time to do something and not let those type of incidents happen anymore, Brian.
Congressman, I know you're busy. Anything you'd like to add?
No. I just hope that we can get it in the water bill, the water resources bill. I'm working with Sam Graves. He's the ranking member on transportation infrastructure, another Missouri congressman, north part of Missouri, so it's great to have Sam in his position where we can hopefully get it passed this year, and if not, certainly next year.